Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And for our next segment, we are joined by Manhattan Fire Department. We have Deputy Fire Chief Ryan Alms on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we also have Ryan Courtright. He's the Assistant Chief of Risk Reduction. Good morning. Do we have you there? Well, I know we have Ryan Alms at least. Do we have them both, Dave? All right. Well, we'll continue on here. Ryan Alms joins us at least here. Maybe we can hook back up with Ryan Courtright in a second. Ryan, how are things going at the fire department?
Things are going. We're busy in terms of planning, and right now our main focus is making sure that we are able to continue in these unsettling times, that we're able to still provide fire and rescue services. And so we have put a lot of procedures in place to help try and protect our people. And then we have plans in place if our staffing levels change, how we can still maintain providing fire service, as that's our main mission to do that. So that's been a bit of different in terms of how we plan, but in terms of the service we are providing, nothing has changed. We are still continuing to provide emergency services. Some of our other services we provide in terms of public education, tours of fire stations, unfortunately, have had to close, but we're still doing what we can and making sure we can respond if we need to.
And is that where the Emergency Operations Center is set up? Is that at the fire station there at Kimball and College, I guess it would be?
That has been where it's been meeting. That being said, there is some change to doing as much of that virtually as they can. And we've been doing that actually as we go along. It just continues to transition as much as we can. We're getting good at doing Zoom meetings just like everyone else does.
Very good. So when you go out to fire calls here, as far as making sure that you're following proper social distancing, I know that's tough, and other cleanliness efforts. Is there anything that's dramatically changed?
So on our emergency calls for service, we, as you all have heard from Riley County EMS, as we respond with them and Pott County EMS as well, if a call is suspected in some way based on screening or patient history, that they might have COVID-19, that we will wear extra PPE on those medical calls, a mask and gloves and a gown, face shield, and do as much as we can. Outside of that, responding to fires, there isn't a whole lot of difference. We've made some changes where we don't have individual firehouses interact with each other to try and limit spread as much as possible. If it were to come into our organization, and then as well, we're just trying to do what everybody else is doing and take those steps to clean really well, disinfect really well, and do what we can. Now, when we have people living in a firehouse together, I mean, they're going to be around each other. They're going to go on calls together. So some of that is unavoidable. But we want to do as much as we can to make sure we protect our workforce so they're able to still respond to calls.
All right. We're talking here with Ryan Alms, Deputy Fire Chief, Manhattan Fire Department. I know we're trying to get hooked up with Ryan Courtright here. Let's see if we've got him now. Ryan, are you there? All right. Okay, well, that's too bad. I'll see if I can't get him here on my side here in a moment. Ryan Courtright is going to talk to us a little bit here about some way that things have changed as far as getting building permits, stuff like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what Ryan's going to talk about a little bit. The main thing that we want to emphasize on that note is, we're going to maintain as best we can to ensure that we have people to do inspections so construction projects can move forward. And that's really what we want to do. So we've put a lot of plans in place to make sure we protect those personnel where they can still be out doing that job. because we know that's important to the community and long-term the economy.
All right. Again, we're talking with Ryan Alms here, Deputy Fire Chief, Manhattan Fire Department. Dave, I might have you give me a hand here. I'll try to get Ryan Courtright connected real quick. You want to jump
okay.
on the...
So you want me to visit with Ryan Alms here, who I've answered the phone calling him K. Alms this morning. How's how are things? And honestly, I've been working trying to get the phone situation Ryan Alms together here. But you're running, and this is kind of off topic a little bit, I think. But the EOC is established there at the fire department headquarters, and is that compromising any other activities there at MFD?
So immediately when we really started to go down this path several weeks ago, we did everything we could to separate firefighters from each other, and also our administrative staff and our risk reduction staff from everything that's going on. And so we have moved most of our operations remote, other than the firefighter staffing the firehouses. And then as far as the EOC is concerned, that's been very, very low numbers of personnel. Most people have been working virtually and holding most of those meetings as virtually as possible.
How about the firefighters themselves and their quarters?
Yeah, you know, they're taking extra precautions. And, you know, we're working on doing temperature checks and making sure our people stay healthy. They're cleaning. Our firehouses are probably as clean as they've ever been. And so we're making sure that they're following the same precautions everybody else is as best they can while still providing the service that's needed.
All right. And Ryan, we've been able to establish contact with Ryan Courtright through the other studio. The two of you, the two Ryans, will not be able to interact, but we're going to turn things back over to Brandon now, as he's got Courtright on the other line.
All right. Yeah, I've got Ryan Courtright here. Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing to help keep construction projects moving here in the community during this pandemic?
Yeah, you bet. So construction has been defined as a critical function. It's really our primary focus of the risk reduction office right now is making sure we can keep our folks healthy and be able to serve the construction community as needed. So currently, we've adapted our process and assigned all of our inspectors to work from home so that we can continue to keep staffing levels at their peak and make sure we're practicing social distancing and keeping our staff spread apart and working from home, hopefully avoid the spread of the virus amongst our staff. So in terms of permitting and stuff, we're still checking forward. We're still getting submittals online and performing all the plan review and issuing permits as we normally do. We've just had to kind of adapt that process with the office being closed so that we can issue those permits without folks having to come in the office. So still got a minimal staff that's in the office every day to answer phones and schedule inspections and that kind of thing. So we're doing what we can to make sure we're available there for the construction community.
In terms of performing the inspections themselves, is there any new protocols that have changed for the employees?
Yeah, so we've put out several advisories to our employees to everything from making sure that we're practicing good hygiene and cleaning our equipment in between inspections. And we've also advised the construction community that we want to have the minimal amount of people on site as possible when we do those inspections. Encouraging folks to, we recognize that construction needs to continue while we're probably there doing the inspection, but when the inspector's there, just trying to minimize the number of people that interact with the inspector and try to maintain social distancing to the best extent we can. So,
all right. Yeah, it's interesting because you need to have so many folks at a site at a time here. I imagine that with the 10 people gathering, that's shifted a little bit.
Yeah, it's and we've Raleigh County Health Department and even the National Home Builders Association has put out some guidance for job site best practices. So we've tried to get that information out to the contractors as well. But that guidance kind of hits on just what you mentioned, and that's, you know, trying to, when if they have meetings on the job site, trying to reduce the number of people that are involved in those, maintain social distancing during those meetings, try to avoid passing paper around amongst all employees as best possible. So I think it's something that we need to focus on in terms of our staff, but then also we want to make sure that contractors know those best practices too, so that they can keep their staff healthy and keep projects moving forward as well.
I know, listening to the governor talking yesterday about, you know, removing some red tape here as far as claiming unemployment benefits, that's been done here a lot in government. Is there anything being done to streamline so that projects can keep going at a decent rate here? Maybe there's something that doesn't have to be done necessarily right away here that can be waived or something like that?
Yeah, I'll give you a good example of what we've tried to do, and really to try to help projects keep moving and minimize our time and our return trips to a job site. And simple things that need to be rechecked. We've encouraged inspectors to get photographs from the contractors that demonstrate compliance, so that we don't have to make those return trips to the job site. And again, just trying to interact physically as much as least as possible on the job site. So,
all right, very good. Is there anything else that you'd like to pass along to our listeners this morning?
Just want everybody to know that our main focus is keeping our staff healthy, so that we're available to serve the community. And by all means, if you have any questions or anything, you can call the Risk Reduction Office at 587-4506, and we'll get those questions answered, and we'll get responses back to people as soon as we can. So.
Very good. All right, Corey, we're sure glad we caught up with you here, and thank you for coming on and sharing some details with us this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Brandon.
Again, thank you to him, and thanks to Ryan Alms. I don't know if he's still on the line. Thank you so much.
I am. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. We'll talk to you guys again down the road, and stay safe out there. Always thinking of our first responders. Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.